لئن سألت القوم عني من أنا، أنا مؤمن سأعيش دوما مؤمنا.
Strengthening one's inner and outer self, developing a sophisticated Islamic personality and becoming a better Muslim. This is the Nasir Reflections.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Nafsi Reflections, the women's esteem in Islam. Women are being driven to feministic ideas and liberal values, thinking she will have some self-worth. Women in the West were always portrayed as mere objects and fought centuries to attain education, inheritance, and to be looked at as a human being, to be respected and valued. Islam was set and dignified women to the highest level. Who are we to play with the stance of women? Let us take a look at how Islam raised the value and merit of women. Its protection has been placed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam banished a whole Jewish tribe, Banu Qaynuqa, from his state in Medina due to their abuse of a single Muslim woman and the violation of her Islamic dress. Islam unequivocally prohibits any form of abuse and violence towards women. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
ولا تضاروهن لتضيقوا عليهن.
And do not harm them, that is women, in order to oppress them. Surah At-Talaq, Ayah 6. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا تضربوا إماء الله. Do not beat the female servants of Allah. Sunan Ibn Majah. This was common practice before the time of Islam. Islam obliges men to view and treat women with respect and protect their dignity and well-being, always. Islam has made the female equal to male only for serving their creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they both are obligated to worship Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Women and men are equal in the sense of worship. Islam has never blamed women for the ill conduct of society that we see today. However, we see that in Christianity, during the Middle Ages, which can even be seen today, that women are blamed for letting knowledge and evil out in the world. This harsh thought was spurred by Christians saying that it was Eve's fault for throwing humans out of Jannah, paradise. The story of Eve continued to dictate women's status. We saw Islam did opposite of that, and one of the most examples was when Mu'tasim Billah sent a huge army to rescue a single Muslim woman in Amiria, Turkey, who was captured and abused by the Romans. This is the true legacy of Islam, a legacy that is not taught by the West or even in Muslim lands. Was Caliph Murad V taught in schools? And if so, what was taught? He once had the vizier to the imperial council, Divan, strangled. Due to that, he had beaten up his mother-in-law. This was then reported to the 20-year-old Ottoman Caliph Murad V, reigned 1632 to 1640, who set a clear example that none should dare to mistreat women, no matter the rank or status. Today we see vigils for women who were murdered by their spouse or former spouse. We see Muslim girls and women humiliated, insulted, and abused on a daily basis in India. We see the rape of Muslim women by the thugs of the criminal Bashar al-Assad, unlawful imprisonment, beatings of women and children in the usurper Jewish entity's prisons, Muslim women having to take off their hijab in order to enter universities, and countless more injustices, while these ruthless Muslim rulers look a blind eye to women being tortured, abused, raped, imprisoned, etc. The most heartbreaking example is Dr. Afia Siddiqui, who was raped while in custody by the American army and remains imprisoned. Our mothers, sisters, daughters have been abandoned and left in the hands of their evil oppressors and butchers. How can we have the hearts to even turn a blind eye to what is occurring in our ummah? What has happened to our once shining state that no one ever dared to provoke due to its strength and dignity? This is the accomplishment of the West. Did the Muslim ummah forget our beloved Prophet's hadith? Al-Muslimu akhul Muslim, la yadlimuhu wa la yuslimuhu. A Muslim is the brother of a Muslim. He does not oppress him, nor does he abandon him. The rights of women are not secured in our ummah, all due to the absence of the khilafah. Women are not protesting to have rights for their bodies to be respected, right to equal pay, education, etc. This was granted to women 1400 years ago. This dignity was stolen from our ummah when our shield was destroyed by the malicious plots of the West, who for centuries plotted to destroy the Khilafah, succeeding in 1924. The lack of justice received by the women in this ummah has turned them towards feministic ideas, thinking this is how they will attain dignity, rights from an abusive marriage, poverty, etc. This poison of feministic ideologies was introduced to the ummah from the West to further the colonialist campaign to dominate the Muslims. Lies about Muslim women being oppressed due to Islam started little by little to spread to oppression seen from traditions, culture, males, etc. that has nothing to do with Islam, but from the European culture, where she will no longer have these feministic ideologies that are kufr beliefs developed in the West. The West played on the emotions of the ummah to keep stirring them away from their sharia way of life. It even stooped so low as to portray the Ottoman sultan's harem was a prison for the concubines of the sultan, and they were given nothing to do as they waited all day for the sultan to call for them. In reality, it served as the living quarters for the women of the Ottoman palace and was also where the women were given classes and educated, and no man was allowed to enter. These lies were spread by European men who acted on erotic fantasies and taken to higher, disgusting, envious level, where they painted pictures of the inside of the harems, depicting the women as naked and made them into sexual objects by the Europeans. Sadly, these ideas gushed forth into Muslim lands, making Muslims believe that women are mere objects, as were during the Ottoman time. It became clear as day and night that this poison has made the Muslim ummah suffer, but it is not time to stay idle and be disabled, but the time to work effortlessly towards the re-establishment of the Khilafah. Only with the restoration of the Khilafah on the method of the Prophet ﷺ can the Sharia be implemented and the rights of women be restored. Allah's promise is near, and our shield shall be restored once again, restoring dignity and honor to women. So let us strive hard, inshallah, towards this objective. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
وعد الله الذين آمنوا منكم وعملوا الصالحات ليستخلفنهم في الأرض كما استخلف الذين من قبلهم وليمكنن لهم دينهم الذي ارتضى لهم وليبدلنهم من بعد خوفهم أمنا يعبدونني لا يشركون بي شيئا ومن كفر بعد ذلك فأولئك هم الفاسقون.
Allah has promised those who have believed among you and done righteous deeds that He will surely grant them succession to authority upon the earth, just as He granted it to those before them, and that He will surely establish for them therein their religion, which has preferred for them, and that He will surely substitute for them after their fear security. For they worship Me, not associating anything with Me. But whoever disbelieves after that, then those are the defiantly disobedient. Surah An-Nur, Ayah 55. Jazakumullahu khayran for joining us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.